Yo, yo, this your boy Flaw 700.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco.
And this is episode 10. We made it to two. We've been on two.
Nah, come on. You did this last week, man. It's two and a half. It's two and a half now. 10 weeks.
Say, no.
8 weeks is 2 months.
I was about to say two hands, but we've been on two hands since episode 6. But episode 10, baby.
Episode 10.
Episode 10.
Y'all been riding with us for 10 episodes straight. 10 weeks straight, actually. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's very well. It's very appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I've done anything for 10 weeks straight and loved it. Nothing in the world, ever.
You know what that's?
Think about it.
I mean, it doesn't take long to think about it. That's a good point. Don't take long to think about it for me. Shit, 10 weeks straight, I'd be working out for like a week and a half. I'm like, all right, man, fuck this shit. I'm hungry. It's time to drop that.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on Google Play. Get at us on SoundCloud. Get at us on Spreaker.
We have it. Right, and YouTube, too.
The Podcast Brothers, episode 10. And before we get into today's subject, topic, I want to talk about the Olympics.
What about it?
And I'm going to keep it 100. I think that what was going on in the country, in the United States, I wasn't too anxious to watch the Olympics. It's like, it's too soon to be USA, USA.
Right.
But every time I get on Facebook or Twitter, there's something going across my newsfeed about an African-American making history. So I had to come check it out, man. And black girl swimming.
Yep.
She won the gold medal.
Yep.
Simone Manuel, the first African-American woman to win the individual event in Olympic swimming.
Respect.
What about Jeffrey Harrison? No,
Jeffrey Harrison, that's not the Olympian.
That's the autism guy.
That's the guy who was running around. You gonna talk about him now or later?
No, I'm going to talk about him later because I definitely want to talk about him because y'all made fun of him. And
I made fun of him, and I felt like shit.
Yeah.
It was just weird to see, you know? I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. Shit. Shoot me.
Simone Biles.
Shout out to Simone.
She won the all-around gymnastic gold. They said she's like the most impressive Olympian. I was about to say gymnastic, but Olympian that people have seen.
Hey, you know what I wanted? Like, I was watching her do the little joint when they do the dance and they run from corner to corner and do the flips. Do they rehearse all of that or do they make it up? Is every single step, even the twirls that they do, like in between the flips?
I mean, don't get me the line.
I just wanted to know. It was great to see. I just always wondered if it was like freestyling or you just like if you was like a choreographer.
Michelle
thing.
Carter, she won the women's shot put, first ever U.S.
Damn,
event.
She's strong as hell. She got to be strong as hell.
Daryl Homer scores the first USA first man saber silver since 1904.
Damn.
You know what that is? That's when they take their little sword and they poke each other.
Oh. What's that? No. What's it called?
The saber event.
That's called sabering? I thought that was something else. I thought that was called like jousting or something.
Yeah, but
like that.
Yeah, but it's all
saber. No, wait, jousting is when they sit on a horse and they run at each other. Right?
Listen, don't get me the line. Those ain't black sports, man. I'm trying. Michael Phelps doing his thing, man.
Phelps is like probably Michael Phelps is half shark. Half man.
Michael Phelps is a weed smoking, swim winning.
Shout out to Michael Phelps, man, for embracing the herbal culture and still being the best at what he do. I mean, that should kill all stereotypes about weed smokers, in my opinion. But you know,
USA basketball team, they've had two close games.
Hey yo, is it just me or is it Carmelo plays way better in international play?
I was
going
to ask that.
The Knicks, like
Carmelo Anthony, might be headed to his third gold medal.
He said he actually got quoted and said that. If his career ended with 0 NBA championships and 3 Olympic gold medals, he considered a great career.
That's a cop-out because he knows he's not going to win.
How would it stop?
He knows he's not going to win an NBA championship. Yeah. So he's trying to make it like, okay, if I win 3 of these, I'm good. Now, he is the all-time scoring leader in Olympic history, basketball, but we all know that the competition is not as tough as the NBA's. And,
and the three-point line is closer in the Olympics than it is in the NBA.
But it's this Melo's year. Because normally they take that momentum from the Olympics into the season. And he's got a nice team.
It might be Melo's year. That's a good point. Okay. Listen, if Melo don't get it done now, like right now, it's not going to happen. This is the best chance he's gotten since he made it to the Western Conference Finals with Denver.
Okay, of course, Knicks in the finals.
Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to I'm gonna put the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm putting the Knicks in the finals. We talking about LeBron probably going to 7 finals in a row. It's too much. 7 finals in a row.
I need to be shown different. I need to be shown different.
Hey, man, we got a guest today.
We got the guest today, man. Y'all should know him. If you don't, man, check him out throwing all the hottest parties, playing all the hardest tunes, all the hardest mixes. You know who he is. Mr. Hennessy, a.k.a. DJ Big J.
What's good, baby? I'm cooling.
My man.
I don't go by that name anymore, sir.
Yeah, no? I was thinking. No. Like, when the last time he called him Mr. Hennessy?
I don't know. I read the tat on his arm, man.
When I was married.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we're going to get into that in a minute. That was a good segue, but we're going to get into that in a minute. But you wanted to speak on Jeff Harrison?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce Big J first so he can jump into the conversation. But Jeffrey Harrison, 33, autism guy, man who can't work. So what he does on his free time is watch Michael Jordan film and go out on the basketball courts and play basketball in Michael Jordan's full attire. Jersey, shorts, Jordan
sneakers, wristbands, headbands.
And he became viral because everybody wanted to laugh at him. But what we did not know was he had autism.
Listen. All right. Now, it's not like we knew he had autism before we saw the video. I will admit, I laughed. I had a good laugh. After I learned, you know, he had a condition, it wasn't funny anymore. But when you just randomly see a grown man in full basketball attire playing as hard as he can on the court, it doesn't come off normal. You laugh. You know what I'm saying?
No one has a label.
I wouldn't condone it as ignorance. But if you laugh at it after the fact, then it's ignorance. Well, yeah, I'm speaking for me. I didn't know. I feel bad.
I still feel a little bad.
I felt bad. I did. But initially, it was a good laugh, I'll admit. But
the crazy part about it is a lot of people look at like autistic people as them. Yeah, I mean, like, they're the smartest. Like, they're some of the smartest people in the world. You get what I'm saying? Maybe we're not the normal ones. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was just at Alamo's Cookout, and there was we was doing donating for autism. And one of the DJs was autistic. Okay. And he was nasty.
Yeah.
Like, nasty. Like, we all rocking out. But you get what I'm saying? So you would never know he was autistic until someone said, well, yeah, he has autism.
Right.
But to us, it just looked like somebody that was really feeling the music.
Right.
And we've been to that point where we're so into it. It doesn't look like we're dancing. We're just into the music.
Yeah.
So the fact that my man went out there and he went in full Jordan attire, the wristbands, the kicks, the knee bands,
the jersey, the shorts, the whole Chicago uniform. You know,
and then that's dope.
And coming up, if you play ball in any urban city, normally the person who has on the most gear is the weakest damn player.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If you got the head to toe gear, you can't play a lick. So that was one of the reasons why it struck me as funny.
Now, here's my question: we've been killing Michael Jordan, but let's take a look at this little timeline. It's a little short timeline. He donated $1 million to the NCAAP, right?
Yeah, NAACP.
And then he donated $1 million to, like, the police force or something like that, right?
Indeed.
And we killed him for that because, basically, it's a wash. You're basically not taking a side. You're going a millionaire, a millionaire. So, basically, they even each other out.
Right.
Then I heard he donated, like, $5 million to, like—
He did donate $5 million to the African American Museum that they're building in D.C.
Right. And then he actually called this autism young man.
He's a grown man. He's like 33.
He's a whole grown.
He's 33. He's a young 33.
Okay.
But Jordan called him and said, listen, man, I got some gear for you, some shoes for you. Like, gave him a whole bunch of clothes and a fresh pair of Jordans that I've seen nobody with. So he's got, like, his own pair of Jordans.
The reverse color Olympic sevens.
Yeah.
Sneakerhead over here. I would have not known that.
It was hard.
They released them. It's hard. Just, I mean, with the what they call it, the fake sneaker dudes.
Yeah.
Like the hype beast.
No one
really jumped on them.
Oh, okay. Speaking of this guy.
Wait.
No, go ahead. Never mind. I'm holding on to that one.
Are we forgiving Jordan? That's basically what I'm getting at. Like, is Jordan moving towards that point where we're like, okay, Jordan,
Why should we have to forgive someone?
No. Well, maybe those are the wrong words.
I mean, but not even forgiving. Like, there are people
like taking it easy on him.
Yeah, taking it easy on him. Why are we judging Jordan for something? Like, he doesn't have to do what the American people are trying to say.
You are absolutely
no
right.
one does.
You're absolutely right.
You have a choice. You don't have to donate. You don't have
do this. Hold on, because
he's right.
Uncle Ben said it best, man. With great power comes great responsibility. And Jordan, being the great influential African American person that he is, he has a responsibility to speak out against some of these things. I ain't saying that he got to go out and spend all his damn money or show up at every event, but he has to do something.
Let's think about everybody else who has to speak out.
That everybody else isn't as influential as Jordan. Yeah,
but come, who?
Exactly. Nobody else is as influential as Jordan. That's the point. Who?
Think about your favorite rapper. Think about your man.
Did
50.
You just say that?
Think about your man Jay. Think about your man Nas.
But they get it too. They get it too. Like, they're not exempt.
So did you just say that? Did you just say that somebody's favorite rapper is as influential as Michael Jordan? Somebody that signed to a 360 deal compared to somebody that owns their own company.
Depending on what world you're in, yes. People hold 50 Cent and these rappers to a higher level than Jordan.
We don't talk about those people because they don't fucking matter.
But you want to know one thing, though? Jordan, when asked about what's going on in the world, Jordan at one time said Republicans buy sneakers too, which means, you know, he rubbed people the wrong way with what he says. And the NBA athletes, like, I talk about them all. I'm just speaking on Jordan because he actually did this. But what's that? LeBron, Carmelo, CP3, and D-Wade stood at the ESPYs and said, all have to do better. I'm with all of that, you know? I just think that anybody, any athlete, any musician, there's a superstar from every state. We talked about that.
Yeah.
If they all just did one thing, we'd all be in a better position.
Indeed.
That's just what I think. I mean, you got the money, you got the resources.
So Jordan didn't do anything at all. You just be like, yeah, man, yeah, it's all good. He doesn't have to do nothing. People get shot every day.
That's how I feel.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's just how I feel.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Something wrong with that. It's something very fucking wrong with that.
Just like, I'm not
co-signing that shit.
No. Just like last week the other week when Anderson was on, it was like, yo, we need to stop looking at these celebrities for help. There's some people, Anderson, other week, there's some people who actually believe that. And, you know, they're entitled to what they believe.
But you said it yourself, though. You said it also in past weeks that they look to us for us to march and us to quit our jobs. Meanwhile, they still going overseas and repping USA. When they come on to USA, they get treated like they ain't shit.
That's how I feel.
That's what I'm saying. So that's still the same point.
But if Jay want to feel how he feel, I'm saying he can feel that way. That's all I'm saying.
He can. That'll make him fucking right. Feelings can be wrong. You can feel something to be absolutely the fuck wrong. But I respect how he feel in his opinion. I just think he's fucking wrong. That's
cool. I just think it was dope that he called.
Yeah, that was dope. Shout out to Jordan for that. And to answer your question, I think, well, me personally, I've always had a thing against Jordan for not doing what I think he should be doing or what I would be doing if I was Jordan. You know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, with his recent acts of kindness, he's you know, he's moving in the right direction.
Man, it's no direction to move in. But that's your opinion.
It is.
I'm not going to argue your opinion.
Oh, that's what the fuck we here
and
for.
And then I'm going to say, stop blaming Jordan for the killings of his sneakers.
Mm, talk about it.
That's another thing. Hold on,
though. You can't blame somebody for you can't blame the person because of someone else's actions.
No,
you
I'm not. I'm he doesn't get blamed.
He does get blamed.
No.
I over Jordans every day.
He shouldn't.
Why isn't Jordan going in for black people?
He shouldn't get blamed, but he should say something.
Yeah.
He shouldn't get blamed, but he should say something. There are kids waiting in line to buy his sneakers. Overpriced fucking sneakers.
He doesn't even own.
But it don't matter. His name is on it, bro.
Nike owns it.
Nike ain't going to get blamed for that. Jordan's going to get blamed for that because it's his brand. It's his name on it.
It brings it back to what we're talking about. He lost that in his divorce.
So, all right, well, take his fucking name off.
Well, you can't.
Why?
Nobody's going to buy. What's his wife's name?
Who knows? Who gives a fuck?
Nobody's going to.
Who knows?
Nobody's going to buy the
Kimberly's. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like, if you go to a party and you play a song, right? You a DJ. If you DJ in a party
right.
and people start fighting, somebody can go, "Oh man, DJ, he shouldn't have played that song." You know, everybody start fighting when they play that song. Now, nobody want to come to those DJ Big J parties.
Well, you know that's true, and it happens.
Sometimes
we do it purposely. Listen. We've all had that type of that promoter that, you know what I mean? They come up to you and look at you and be like, we light on the door. Okay. Let's clear the club. Here we go. Dipset, Dipset, Dipset. What?
All right. So I'm not going to no DJ Big J parties unless it's like a baby shower or a bar mitzvah or some shit.
Nah, we do R&B now. R&B and country.
R&B and country.
You're the DJ was Epic Failure, right?
Yes, DJ for Epic Failure. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I heard they song going. I heard the song like played on the Super Bowl.
Yep. Super Bowl, the Slammy Awards for the wrestling fans.
Right. Dope.
College Baseball World Series. NASCAR.
Wow.
Who's responsible for these things? I mean, who's involved in these things? I missed that part.
I don't know if you know Nicky Knox, the photographer.
Sounds familiar.
If you looked at him, he's a photographer. He used to be a photographer in the city.
Okay.
And then a dude, Billy Joe. He's from Camden. But we remade Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. And so a couple people picked that up. They played our song Champion at the Super Bowl. Actually, yeah. The Knicks played it. Last year, the Knicks played it every time they won. At the
So they didn't play it a lot?
No. the Denver Broncos played it in their locker room and stadium. The Giants dope, played man. It in their locker room and
stadium.
Yo,
that's
stadium.
What's up.
So it's
definitely
all about placement.
Yeah, that's definitely dope. I'll be checking the videos out, man. It's like it definitely got that pop feel. Like I like it that they didn't put themselves like in a box.
Nah,
they
definitely.
They're having fun, man.
Exactly.
We ain't about to be no hardcore. We about to have some fun and make good music. And that's definitely what you got to do.
Indeed.
A lot of people put themselves in a box, and you got to make this certain type of music. Now we going to have some fun.
And I fell into that thanks to my divorce.
We definitely going to get into that.
Richard Lawson.
Before we get into life after marriage, is there any websites you want to plug? Anything you want to plug with your brand?
I'm, of course, DJBigJ.com. Epic Failure, EPOCH, failure.com. My Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Hey, man, and y'all podcast folks who listen to us, you know what I'm saying? You check DJ Big J out. You want to hit him up, run. Don't try to holler at my boy and try to run his pockets down, man. He damn near celebrity out here, man. Don't be trying to get no exclusive-ass discounts, trying to shave prices off. Nah, your ass is going to pay full price.
Full price.
The only people getting discounts are the podcast brothers.
Now,
facts.
Back to the lecture at hand.
Ooh. Bless Lord.
Yeah, I was just listening to Snoop and Dre.
That's okay. That come on satellite radio all the time. Okay.
Snoop and Dre, like two of the illest duos ever. But life after marriage, if somebody asked me a question, are we going to talk about life after you get married, like in the marriage or like divorce? And I was like, divorce. So maybe the title could
You know what?
Be
that's
little...
a good point, though. That's a good aspect to consider because I just considered divorce, but life after marriage when you actually put the ring on there in the marriage.
I didn't actually think about that till he said it. So I'm like, okay. Like at first I'm like, well, it's kind of common sense, but then I said, okay. Let me read it back. I said, okay, yeah. It's life after marriage when you're divorced.
Semicolon divorce.
I've never been married, Fresco. You've never been married.
No.
But Big J has.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to talk about it.
How long were you married, bro?
Oh, man. 2008 to 2012.
How long did you know your ex-wife?
2003.
Okay.
Okay, so tell us about how it got to the point of marriage. Let's not dive into the stuff afterwards. Tell us about the blissfulness and the happiness when it made you want to pop the question initially.
I mean, we were definitely young. We met at Mercer County. You know my love for Spanish women, so
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean it was just at that time it was just like damn she dope. She got her little fitted on, her hoodie, her jeans, her I think she had
Parasucos.
she just looked dope. So it was just like, all right, I like her. You know what I mean? It happened after that. But it's just like it was just a dope chemistry at first. But it was young, just being young.
How old were you?
I was 20.
20.
How old was she?
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
So
babies.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And then she got pregnant the next year. Then, you know what I mean, it just happened. Life happens. You know what I mean, it wasn't one of those situations where, you know what I mean, actually my daughters were planned.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay. It wasn't a oops. It wasn't a being young and dumb moment. It was
y'all wanted
let's have a baby.
That was actually gonna be my next question. Like, did you marry her because she was pregnant?
Nah.
Or okay, great. Okay.
No.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, I did it.
But does that work?
No.
I'm gonna marry you because you're having my child?
Nope.
Oh, you married
No, he didn't, but you said there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm asking you.
Oh, no. I was saying there's nothing wrong with planning the babies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, it just happened. But then, once again, you grow up. You grow up. It was crazy because we were growing up and also being parents. And so being in a committed relationship, being married. So, I had a lot of single friends. I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses. I was in a highlight of my DJ career in the area. So the fame, I let the fame get to me.
So here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Should a married man and a married woman have single friends?
No.
No.
All right. I'm going to take that statement back. Yeah and no.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? You can still have friends, but keep them at a distance. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you're going out with single people.
They're
going
to move differently from
you're,
how you
you're
going
to move. Exactly. Right, so it's just like you can either, like, you become the party pooper now. Nobody wants to be the party pooper. Because it's me, and I'm with four single dudes. I'm kicking it with the homies, but then again, five on five.
Right.
I got to either turn this conversation into something that they're not going to want to hear. So when we're one-on-one with the girls that we meet, and they're talking about whatever they're talking about, and it's just like, oh, you're married? Yeah.
But can't you also tell your friends and, like, your friends should respect your situation. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't be trying to entice you or convince you or talk you into doing some shit that they know you ain't down with. Should that be a conversation, or should that just be understood without being said?
Indeed, but that also, like, it depends on the person.
Right.
It depends on what level of piece of shit that friend is.
Right.
Excuse my language.
There are different levels. Right? There are different levels. Yeah, you can curse.
Okay, cool.
Fuck this shit. I drop bombs all together.
And so, like, I used to live, I'm probably going to butcher the word, was it vicariously?
Yeah.
Through my single friends.
Okay.
So it'd be a situation, I'd be like, damn, like, working in a mall, one.
Every store horrible. In the mall at that, because you did.
Being a DJ, and it's just like, yo, damn, shorty bad. And I'm looking around. Where's one of my single friends? Hey, get her. Get her. Tell me how it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. But then it's just like I said, I was running around with one of the hottest DJ teams in the tri-state, SWAT team DJs.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I'm DJing on bills with big DJs, so it's just like the fame got to me. You get what I'm saying? But I was happy. I was happy married.
Right.
Like, I wore my ring with pride. Shit, okay. I spent a grip on it. So I was like, listen, look, I was told to shut up, show up, say I do. So I said, okay, cool. I have no say-so in this wedding planning. I'm going to go spend something on my ring. And God damn it, I did.
Did that bother you? Because sometimes I think about that.
Think,
like,
about what?
When it comes down to special moments for men, do we get that?
Nope.
When it comes to the wedding, we don't get the, like,
it's not for
don't
us.
They tell us what colors we should
not
wear?
For
hold
us.
On, man. Because
it's not for us.
I'm going to need something, yo. Like, I'm not the kind of guy to just sit back and just let shit happen. I'm going to need some kind of recognition. I don't give a damn if
I get
a big balloon. Like, I need something,
you
dog.
Like, the wedding is not,
like,
about you.
It's not, man. About. Yeah. Who the fuck? She marrying me, too. So,
wait,
like,
wait,
I got to have some
wait,
kind of.
Wait, you're marrying her.
No, no, that's a fucked up. That's that. See, listen. You feeding into part of the problem.
No, we're not saying we agree, look, but that's the way it is.
He just said, no,
you're marrying her.
We're marrying each other. But, you know, I'm going to say my opinion for later because I can go on the rant
so,
for a minute.
So now it's basically like the wedding is not for us.
It's not.
So I got to pick the DJ, of course. And I think I got to pick the DJ, of course.
Was there anything in the wedding that you didn't? Was there anything in the wedding that you didn't get the plan that you wish you would have had a say so in? Like the color of the tux, the fucking color of the flowers, anything?
Nah, we normally wear cream.
Okay,
like,
now
our colors, like, it that didn't matter to me. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
my,
I'm just anything.
Yeah, what about the best men? She has to approve them, right?
Nah, it was my brother Megan.
Oh, just okay. Well, the groomsmen.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. But I've heard stories like, okay, well, you can't have that kind of hairstyle.
Yeah, I've heard.
You can't be this size.
We can't get married.
Oh, okay. That's where you cross the line at.
You're not going, because you've met me with my friends.
My friends
are going to be like, I'm not telling him to cut his hair. I'm not telling him to do this. I'm not, like, I wanted to wear fitted hats and Converses for my wedding. She said no. So I said,
I would have said no. I would have said no too.
We gonna tackle.
I would have said no.
We gonna tack on another $1,000 to my ring that I'm gonna spend. Keep telling me no.
Every
Go
time
ahead.
You tell me no, I'm gonna spend money
my
on
ring
this
is
ring.
Going to get bigger. Yours is going to stay the same.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Wait, that, no, wait a minute. That don't
Listen,
work.
It does work. How many? Shut up, show up, and say I do.
Dang. How many carats was your ring?
I forgot.
That many? That many? Because that's not a single digit. You know what I'm saying? You forget how many carats is it. That's a big boy.
Once again, working in a mall, knowing the jewelry store people, I got a mean discount.
They probably just said, here you go, here you go. Might have told them, but I know if that was me, I would forget too.
I looked at it, and I said, I want it. He was like, you sure? Yes. All right, well, it's normally this price, Big J. We know you. Give me 35. All right.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but as far as women go, they normally kind of dictate everything that goes on, man. It's you just got to deal with it.
So, take us through the transition from the blissful moments to the bullshit.
I mean, I I was happy.
Right.
I thought we were happy. You get what I'm saying? So, when they say communication is key, communication is definitely
absolutely
it is key. Like people know, no, communication is key. If you got a problem, I got a problem. Let's come to each other. Let's work this problem out. I just got on my bullshit. I got on my bullshit. We both got on our bullshit. But you get what I'm saying? So it was just one of those. Just both got on our bullshit. I was just more on my bullshit.
I definitely like these answers because if something goes wrong in the relationship, worry about yourself. You know,
exactly.
Like talk about what you could have done better. Talk about what you did good. We're not here to bash the young lady that you are divorced. Personally, I didn't know you was married until the other week.
I knew. I forgot, though.
Yeah, like I didn't know. And like I said, we're not here to bash nobody.
Definitely not.
Now, you were a DJ before you got married, or you became DJ after? I
don't before. Know
if I, before. So she knew you was a DJ.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that once you start moving in the right direction,
my behavior changed.
But is that, that's just how the universe works, though,
That's
right?
how the universe works.
As soon as you're doing something great and positive, they throw something at you that they know that you can't resist.
Yeah, that's indeed, what I like to call new level, new devil, man. Once you hit a new level in your life, you at that new plateau. We all know when shit going great and smooth, it's going to be so long before some bullshit happen, and then you got to overcome that obstacle before you reach your next level. New level, new devil. That's what I call it.
One thing, like, a lot of people fail to realize, and that's just us humans, period. We all have options. We have a choice. You either make the right one or the wrong one.
Okay.
Like, and that's just what it is. So me being the DJ and our old Mr. Hennessy and old Teddy Bear and you this, you that, and the third, this big old ring on my finger, it attracted more girls than it did pushed away.
That.
Because believe it or not, girls know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So if you figure, especially older women that may want just that, they just want a younger dude, they see a wedding ring, he can't get out of pocket.
Yeah.
He can't get crazy. He has a lot to lose. I don't. So, I mean, and so it's some women think, I'm not saying that's exactly what happens, but that
Don't worry.
We're going to hear a lot of mouths.
That's exactly what happens.
Going to come off this message.
The hell with that.
And that comes from, honestly, after my divorce, getting into certain lifestyles, you actually see it. But like I said, we'll get to that. But my behavior changed, and it's typical what normally happens. The man or woman's behavior changes. That person falls into someone else's web.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I was really on my bullshit. Like, I was immature as fuck on social media.
You was tweeting.
I was tweeting my what?
Yep.
I ain't getting no cookies tonight. I'm laying in bed looking at her as I'm tweeting.
You know I could like
she
I'm TJ Big
me
J
down.
Damn
it. I'm
I can't believe
frustrated.
This
da, 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 da. But nobody's coming to me to say, Jay, what are you doing?
Okay,
like people
right.
would come to me and say some shit, but it wouldn't be on some old like, yo, bro.
Checking you
stop.
Shit.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It'll just be like, oh, you a wild boy.
And they laugh.
right. So they basically, you were enabled.
Yeah, exactly. So then I did a fucking video promo for one of my mixtapes. So I had a young lady walking in lingerie. We laying in bed. You know
I seen
what I mean?
That. She's, I seen that.
I need to see it.
It was mad long ago.
I seen it. Honestly, I think I took it off YouTube. But I actually got permission to do that.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I asked. I was like, listen, this is my idea. But this was when we were kind of on the outs. But it was just like, I'm still going to respect you as my wife. So here's my idea. This is what I plan on doing. Is that okay? She goes, yeah, that's fine. I just want to see it when you're done. Now, whether she was just saying that because she was already
out the door,
or whatever the case may be, is, but it is what it is.
Right.
But like, I can honestly say, like, a lot of people, I still got a lot of people till this day talking to them, Jay, go home. Go get your family. I'm like, yo, that ship has sailed. It's
I got
over.
A question. So, matter of fact, nah, I'm gonna wait
ahead,
to that.
Go
so, how did the when the divorce hit, or before the actual divorce, when it was finalized, when you were going through the process, how was that process of being a father with the kids and with the mom?
It made me a better father. Mm-hmm. Like, it made me a better father because me, like, people tell me all the time, you're such a great father. But now that I look back on my actions while we were together and then while we were separated, it was just like I honestly used her a lot as a crutch. I used her as a safety blanket because it was just like, all right, well, I don't have to be that involved because we're still together.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I love my daughters to death. But
so
like
basically
I said,
when she wasn't there no more, you didn't have her to rely on. So you had to do more as a father is what you're saying.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Like I wanted to do more as a father. See, when we separated, like, when we separated, that put me through my darkest times. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like even like people don't understand like emotions. Like when you're like us men, we're already looked at as and y'all are hard. Y'all are there's no crying. That you can't be a male and cry. You nah, bruh. Like I was waking up every day crying,
sad as hell,
crying. And then like I would turn the music, and then the music wouldn't help. Because I'm listening to John Legend, this time I want it all. Like, this shit ain't throwing my iPod across the room. She coming out, she's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, yo, it's killing me that we're going through this.
Here's my question. Who said we need a divorce?
I did the divorce. She did the separation.
Okay. That's basically what I'm getting at. Like, even though you said, I want the divorce, it still hurt you. Like, you still like, man, what am I doing? Even though you felt as though you had to do it.
Since we were separated since 2012.
Okay.
I got my divorce this year.
Okay.
March 21st.
Okay. Holy shit. It takes that long?
I need a DJ horn.
Wiki.
Drop the bombs. Where's Flex at?
Hey, now, man, brothers high five for DJ Big Day divorce after like 12 years, man. High five for that, bro. Oh,
yes, wow,
man. Don't leave me hanging,
oh,
man.
Bro. My bad. Nah, it wasn't that. Honestly, it came to a point where, like, with the separation, it was just like, yo, like, maybe. Like, I was in super denial. Like, bro, I'm talking from the darkest times to it was just like, yo, I'm driving home on Route 1 because I moved back at mom's. I mean,
gotta
like,
do what you
damn.
Gotta do. Hey, man.
I wish a tractor trailer just run a red light and take me out right now.
Oh,
like,
you was like, bruh, that.
I'm dark times. Because that's all I
down.
Knew.
Yeah.
At that time, this is all I knew. So it was just like I was dark. So as years going along, like, I've gotten, like, I'm reckless.
Something
bruh.
Just hit me, too. So you said y'all got married at 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just got your divorce this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's a long time.
Bruh.
That's a long-ass time.
Bruh, from 2012 to 4 years is long as hell. 4 or 5 years is long as hell. But growing, like, I actually grew up in those years.
Right.
Like, and that's with the life after divorce that a lot of people look at it. A lot of people look at it as in just like, oh my God, it's the end of the world, da 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 da, which you have the right to feel that way. But at the end of the day, you got to pick yourself up and just be like, all right, I can't continue to live life like this. So I started reading more. I became a better father. I changed my circle. Like, you know what I mean? I changed my circle. I started treating women differently. I started looking at women differently. You get what I'm saying? Not that way. I still love my ladies, but yeah, I mean, honestly, I can say the savage in me was activated
mm-hmm.
on an emotional level because now is no more. I was normally the one to I love you first, and oh my God, I found her. You know what I mean, the mother of Mecca, the milk of magnesia.
Milk of magnesia.
I found her,
word.
But now it's just like my conversation now is different. Now is. What's your life goals in the next 3 years?
Man.
And girls would be like, what? Bitch, Excuse me.
That comes with the age.
Nah, no, excuse me. Bitch, me. What?
That comes with the age, though.
It comes with the age, but also.
I wouldn't classify it just age. Down. I think it's experience.
Experience being torn down, and then mingling with different people. When you start mingling and talking to people,
open your eyes up to different things.
Who've changed their lives and things of that nature. It's just like, yo, like I'm 30. And I say this all the time. I'm 32. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say,
when I was 29.
Wait a minute.
My 29 to 30 was the depressingness. And I don't even know if that's a word.
It's not, but we're going to roll with it.
Year of my life. Because I'm thinking back like, yo, I burnt 10 years and got two beautiful girls out of it and a lesson. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Failure, I mean, you don't fail. You learn.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? There's a such thing as failure, but you can fail and fall, or you can fail and learn.
Tupac said it best, man. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day.
Indeed. So I've learned from my mistakes. Being divorced gives you your options to right your wrongs, no matter what. It doesn't have to be with who you were married to, but it can be with the next person, and you know what to look for, you know what not to do, what to change within yourself, and that's it. You got to change yourself before you try to go and be with somebody else. And that's a problem that a lot of people miss. Like,
they carry the same mentality from situation to situation and wonder why the shit don't work.
She jumped into another relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Good luck to that. And I mean, I applaud her. I want it to work. You know what I'm saying? We're cooler now than we was when we were together.
You're going to be cool at this podcast?
Yeah, cool. I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying.
You sure you ain't say nothing?
I'm just saying.
It's been oftentimes you can say something you don't think is wrong. She be like, wait a minute. What the fuck he
mean
by that?
Women will take what you said and then be like, yo.
What the fuck he mean really? By that?
No, I mean, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her, like, listen, I'm going to tell her, listen, just did this, that. And I mean, like I said, we were young. We were young and dumb. We made decisions that, like, we should have thought about. We should have sat down, talked about it, but nah.
That was y'all learning curve.
I just got a question.
Go ahead.
Is it easier for the situation, like, we're men. So when a man says, I want a divorce, and the woman loses her mind and makes it dramatic, but is it easier when a woman just says, you know what, I want a divorce? How do men react to that? Like, are we more calmer? You see what I'm saying?
It's hell
like,
no.
I think it depends on the person.
Do women make it worse?
Nigga,
if a
we
man,
lose our shit. We just
but,
don't. But we don't lose
we don't
it.
Show them.
We don't show them.
The women will put it to the world.
And that's the problem.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, is it worse on the outside? Like, both people are hurting. Don't get me wrong. But on the outside, if a man walks up to his woman and says, you know what, this isn't working, I want a divorce, and she freaks out.
She gets spiteful.
Yeah. And then it don't help when she go talk to her girlfriends and, oh, I can't believe he want a divorce from you.
After all I've done for him,
I can't believe he don't want me no more.
I took care of his kids.
I cook, I ironed his drawers, cleaned his drawers. Now this nigga want a divorce? Oh, no, I'm about to fuck his car up.
Some people get spiteful. Like, yo, people got to understand, dog. When you, it's so many different reasons to get a divorce.
Right.
Like, you can get a divorce from being emotionally abused, cheated on, of course.
Just neglected in any kind of way.
All types of crazy stuff. It was just, ours was, we both agreed to it. We didn't want anything. It was irreconcilable differences.
I got a question. Now, let's say a celebrity couple gets divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the female is the one who's like the breadwinner. Well, how does it work with the prenups?
Let's talk about it. Let's name names. Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige, right? Whoever the hell her man is.
And whoever she was, she married.
Nobody knows.
And we going to,
but hold on, I always get confused. How do you need a prenup? If you sign a prenup, you get a percentage of something after the marriage?
Different states are different.
All right, well, in New
Jersey. Jersey is one of those states where I don't believe they do the whole half shit. That's why I shot.
But either way,
in Jersey.
Shout out to Shaq. Brothers, high five for Shaq getting married in jerseys. You want to come up with ends.
Nah, it's honestly, it's the breadwinner. Whoever files for divorce, basically, not to say gets the upper hand, but that they you get what I'm saying?
That's like calling the cops first in a domestic violence.
Exactly.
They're going to, the guy who got the cops called on them, or the person who the cops are called on, you're going to be looked at as the suspect first.
Indeed. So a divorce, first of all, let's start here. A divorce can cost you anywhere from $300,000 to $30,000. There's some divorces. I think my wedding was in the $20,000. So some divorces are over that.
Wow.
Because you're paying for lawyer fees, you're paying for this, you're paying for that. Your court, like court filing and all of that. If you have no kids, your court filing, I believe, is still $250 to $300. Damn. 3 months, done. Are you cool? You cool? Yes, I'm cool. You don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. It says this in your little document and agreement. Cool. You're divorced. You can get your last name back. You get what I'm saying? So, but then, like,
what if somebody does want something?
In your case, that it when you file, you have to send it to the lawyer. Or if you know where she lives or if you're cordial, you can drop it off to her. She signs it, but I accept or disagree, replies back what she wants.
All right. But what I was going to ask, though, is it wrong for the man in a divorce situation, if he's not the breadwinner, is it wrong for him to want something, some monetary gain from his woman after the split? Because women, it happens for you rarely see a situation where a man is after his woman for some kind of financial gain, right? After a divorce.
Indeed.
But you see it all the time. Like, I want the house. I want the house, Big J. You ain't divorcing me without giving me this damn house.
Well, wasn't it based on, you know, the man? Basically, this is like,
is that manly for a man?
Well, but this is the thing. These are old laws.
It depends on the state.
So low.
Once again, it depends
on
the state.
And now, as far as Mary J. Blige's situation goes, and she was married to this guy named Isaac. I think that's what his name is.
Isaac.
I see an S on the end, so I don't know what his name is.
Isaac ends with a C.
But anyways, she divorced him, and she said she doesn't want any spouse. She doesn't want to give him spousal support. Now, he is her manager, which means he was making some money.
Right.
So now, when... It depends, yo. They have to literally come to an agreement.
But as a man, do you want anything?
It depends on a man. It depends on a person. There's no written law saying, in certain states that I have to, you get what I'm saying? I have to support you after we get married. Now the question is, why are we getting divorced?
Okay.
Some you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Why are we getting divorced? Who filed for divorce?
For what reason?
Did she file for divorce?
Yeah, she filed.
Okay, so she filed. You want out of this divorce. Why do you want out of this divorce? You get what I'm saying? You want to break up our union. So how it's looked at in some people is, I need something for that. You want to leave. Yeah. I don't want to leave. I want to work things out.
Okay.
So if you want
to
leave,
you're gonna have to
I need the Phantom.
Me.
I need the Bentley.
Technically.
I need your pension, your music industry pension.
Technically, that sounds great. But we're talking about the man law.
No,
by
same
code.
Thing. No, that's by code.
By man code. Do you want anything from your wife? Like, as a man,
you
man
should
law.
Be. That's what
there.
I'm saying. Like,
as a man,
are you going to fight your wife for any kind of monetary gain after a divorce?
You should be out there getting your own bread.
Our pride and ego.
That's what it is.
It's our pride and ego.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's imaginary.
To the prideful and the what's the word? Egotistical men.
Yeah.
Goddamn right, there's something wrong with it.
Okay. All right.
To me, listen, I've been living this lavish life we built. I'm your manager. I help you build this.
Okay. Basically, you bitch, you got to come up with ends. That's what he's saying. You got.
I mean, I need at least one or three of the houses, and leave me the Phantom
but
or
even,
the Bentley with
it,
less miles.
But I guess it all depends with less miles. I guess it all depends on what the reason for divorce is or what took place during a relationship that led you to the point of
exactly.
divorce. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to give nobody nothing who ain't been doing shit or be treating you like trash.
I think that's for the man and the woman. But I think
right.
the rich woman divorces the man. I just think you got to go, okay, it's time for me to get my hands dirty. Like, I don't really
right.
think it's that complicated. Because with women, it used to be the man would work and the woman would be home cooking and cleaning,
fuck
taking
that.
Care of the house. And then when the man leaves, he leaves her with nothing. And that's why you have these laws. Like, they're old because women are
depending
working
on the state.
Women are grinding more than ever now. Like, they make
yeah.
more money than men, if you know.
But, yeah.
It depends on the state. It depends on the state and what's awarded. You get what I'm saying? So if, let's say, all right, I'm Big J, millions are rolling in, and I just so happen to meet a Best Buy employee.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, we hit it off. She's dope to me. I take her from, this regular apartment in Lawrence and put her in a mansion
in
somewhere.
In Towns River.
And, yeah, she's driving her now. Her Accord turns into a Bentley or Benz or Maserati, and she's used to living this lifestyle. They look at it like that. Like, you've taken her from nothing to something.
You took her from ramen noodles to lasagna, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you owe her.
You owe her.
You got to keep
but
her in there.
It all depends on, like I said, what happens. Did she cheat? Did I catch her cheating? I want a divorce because she cheated on me. And I have proof. She gets nothing.
But I've never seen that. Like, whenever I see the court, like, okay, and I'm just going off news, but whenever I see it, I see that the woman who has a child by this celebrity guy, and she says, our child and me are accustomed to living his lifestyle. They never talk about who did what. They say,
Speaking of which, man, how about Dwayne Wade, ex-wife?
Bruh.
Dog, is she not out for every dime this man's making?
Somebody need to kick her in her.
Is she not out for every dime this man's making, man? Yo, she got what? She got $5 million in the settlement, right?
$5 million and a house.
$5 million and a house. Now he got this new deal.
No. Guess what she said, though?
She said she was still with him.
He ain't paying child support.
Oh, my God.
Why do you need child support?
And I just gave you $5 million, lady. Listen. And then she said, I read an article that said that she also stated she was still with him going through the divorce process when he landed some of his major endorsements with T-Mobile and such like that. Bitch. So she feels as though she deserves royalties from that, even though they weren't together.
You took dick. That's
dog, that's crazy, yo.
I'm sorry. When I say bitch, it's a Trenton thing, and Trenton is a person, place, noun thing, adverb, adjective.
It is.
It's a food. It's a drink.
On everything.
It's everything.
On everything.
But bitch, you was taking dick. You was taking sucking dick. You was fucking holding his back. Shut up.
Yeah, man.
Bitch,
yo.
You first of all, and I apologize by using foul language.
Hey, man.
Nah, brother, do your thing.
You, first of all, you can't go back. Depending on what state
it's too hot to go back.
You can't go back to reopen a case. They tell you this shit.
Right.
They tell you this shit before she fucking knocks her gavel and say, okay, divorce.
You know what
they
I think she did? She spent that money on her family.
Yeah, she did.
She blew it.
She probably spent it on her new nigga.
Like, why has $5 million, you got a home, and your kids are taking, because Dwayne Wade has the children.
He tight, yo.
We just hit a nerve, man.
He tight, yo.
Dwayne Wade has the children, so the kids are good.
He has full custody of his kids, doesn't he?
You have a house,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
So she has $5 million. Why can't she
create start
her
a
own
business?
Brand?
Right.
Right.
Because she's a basic rich bitch.
Mm. Did you see her, though?
No, I seen Gabrielle Union, though.
Yeah. God, Doug. He had to really love her. Let me put it to you that
way.
High school sweethearts, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, she did say that. Now, he did have to go live with her at one time. He was homeless, I think. But I read his book.
He wasn't in the NBA.
No. But once again, we're talking about, you know, when you had nothing, I held you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. That's her story. But when she agreed to the $5 million,
it was a wrap. It was even after that.
That was it.
But time out. But when does when you had nothing, I held you down? When do you recoup that?
Right, because you can hold that over my head forever.
Exactly. Like
you can say that forever.
Thank
you
for the $100 million, but now that I don't have it. When you ain't had shit, I held you down. Bruh, that $100 million that I just gave
you. That was my payback. Like,
nigga,
you know what I mean? Like,
bitch,
get the fuck out of here.
Bruh, listen. They tell you, listen, like when we was in the divorce course, they said, you do understand that if you walk out of this courtroom, she becomes a millionaire, you can't come back and say that you want
you
this.
Want more.
Told her the same thing. You understand when you walk out of this courtroom, and if he becomes a millionaire, you can't come back and say, well, I want this.
Right.
That's because you agreed to a settlement. You agreed to nothing. We both agreed to separate with what we came into it with.
Right.
I can't say, oh, snap. Mm.
Oh, you know what?
Mother,
I forgot.
Mother of my children just hit for $10 million. I need $2 million. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, nah, you can't do that. It's you just can't do that.
You got lucky because not everybody's that. He's like you know, like sometimes it's a war.
But it should be though. You know what I'm saying? It should be because between a mutual understanding between two people, if we going through a situation, we don't want to deal with each other no more. Me, I'm just the kind of person I wanted to go the easiest can. All right, well, look,
I got
$10 million. You know what? I don't want you out here assed out here.
Indeed.
Take this 4.5. Take this 5, and we good. Like it's whatever.
We're talking about women's emotions, though.
No, that was fucking purely hypothetical, let me tell you.
This is my whole thing, and I've thought about this shit. I've actually thought about this shit because with my potential reaching of the level of success I want to reach, I would never leave her out to dry, no matter who she's dealing with.
I definitely agree.
You get
with
what
that.
I'm saying? I would take care of her. You know what I mean? Even if that means me buying a house that her and her new man is living in, that's cool.
Does that work? We've seen.
But why? That's pride and ego and caring about what people say. Like
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Talk about it, Big J, man. Goddamn.
Every time I DJ, everybody knows or probably knows who my ex is. So everybody knows who she's dealing with. So every time I do certain events, they're there.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
But we're talking about buying a house for this guy.
But no, I'm not buying a house for him.
So I'm saying you're not with the shit, huh, Flaw?
I'm just saying that it doesn't work because at the end of the day, like, well, see, but that's the thing. I guess I'm going off the 50 Cent thing where he bought his first BM. A house,
yeah,
and she moved the guy in, but she kept bugging him for money, and he's like, "Yo, you got a guy that lives in that house." They wound up burning the house down. We don't know who did it.
What? No, like literally. Allegedly,
somebody burned the house down. But the thing is, it's just how it works. Is he going to continue to work? Is he going to be respectable to you? Because you know, technically, you bought the house.
But this is my whole thing.
One form of disrespect and it's over.
But that's the whole thing. So my whole thing is this: I'm not buying it for him. I'm buying it for the mother of my children.
He just happens to be there.
He's the head of the household. He happens to be there.
But at the same time, he could be a cool guy. You know what I'm saying? It could be just her who just can't get off the bullshit.
Indeed, like me and him, we cool.
Yeah, but
like
if
we dap up, we say what's up, da 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 da. He respects the kids. The kids like him. Like there's no issue.
If she comes to you and say, "I need more money," you gonna say, "You go talk to
him." It wouldn't be that way.
Okay. Well, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. Like I said, you got lucky.
But then
that's just a greedy.
That's just a greedy basic bitch. Then you get what I'm saying? Like if you're given something that technically it's not yours. Like we're divorced, we're separated. I'm not talking about me, but in a situation, if that person is divorced and separated and all of a sudden they come up on a large amount of money, that money was given to you out of the kindness of that person's heart, or that property or something was given to you out of the kindness of that person's heart. You're not entitled to that. I'm just not, you know what I mean? It's just certain people are so prideful and there's so much fucking pride that it's just like, oh, nah, fuck that. That bitch gonna be in the projects now.
That's how you end up on the ID channel, man.
But my nigga, like, I'm going after my kids and I'm gonna leave that bitch to suffer. She did, like, why are you holding on to the past? You holding on to the past, not you.
Yeah, not you.
You holding on to the past.
Generalized.
And that's still gonna fuck you up. That's unnecessary bullshit, unnecessary drama.
It's going to jam you up later on down the road.
So basically, after you divorce and you become rich, but after you divorce and you become rich, you not only have to take care of your children, but go back and take care of the mother as well.
You don't have to.
But out of mutual respect and out of mutual love,
the kindness of your heart,
you should want to.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to take my daughters and put them in a mansion. But gotta bring them back to where they're currently residing,
to the projects.
or where their mom lives. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Like that. Imagine the kids. How's that gonna? Now I'm pinning my kids against.
Because they're not going to want to go to mom's house no more. They're always going to want to go with dad.
I have my own room here. Right. I have this big-ass pool in the back. I have these go-karts.
And then they'll start to say, I don't want to go to mom's house, dad. It's dirty over there.
But then in some cases, when you do come up on a come-up, it's almost, if you wanted to, it's awarded to you.
Right.
Remember the dude that hit that first Mega Million? The truck driver in Jersey?
Nope. I wish I did know him.
It was a truck driver in Jersey. He hit for a large, it was one of the big-ass pots. Not the family in Trenton that hit. It was one of those big-ass pots previously.
Uh-huh.
He owed back child support. He paid his back child support and then was awarded the kids. He was awarded custody. Uh-huh. He didn't want it.
Oh shit! He didn't want custody of his kids.
I think they said something like he didn't want custody, but you're still awarded because you can now provide a better life than the mother.
Oh, so that's why Dwayne Wade got.
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought it was because he was an NBA player and he just pulled some strings.
I just thought it was because he was a better parent.
Nah, he has, because the kids really have no say-so in court.
No.
You don't have say-so in court. A motherfucking lawyer don't have a say-so when it comes to family court.
I actually thought the mother gets the children unless something is mentally wrong with her. Like
you have to prove that she's an unfit mother. Right. Like in my situation, I went down to the court, and this is where a lot of dudes fuck up.
Okay.
If you're listening right now and you have kids and you're going through a separation or you're going through a breakup, your first motherfucking step should be to go to the courthouse, file for partial custody.
Right, right.
First step. You just got some gems right here just now. Say it again one more time.
First step should be to go down and file
for partial
custody.
Because the courts want to see you try.
No. Not even because the courts want to see you try. Once you file for partial custody and if it goes through, the courts see, like they see that you're trying,
right.
But then the mother can't cough without your permission or is kidnapped.
Okay.
Whereas if people getting, they've been together for 15 years, got three kids, and the mom ends up moving to Nova Scotia,
and plus,
is going fucking nuts, she kidnapped my kids. Technically, no.
When you file for partial custody, and the mother comes back, not saying that she will, but if she tries to come back and say, no, I want full custody, the courts are going to grill, like, no, why?
Because they want
the children to be with both parents.
They're going to ask you why.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you why. So this is what happens. I'm going to run this shit down for y'all real
quick. Break it down.
So you meet up for a class. You get what I'm saying? You meet up for a class. You're actually in a big-ass room with other people going through the same shit. You watch this video from 1972.
So you're in counseling?
To all together watch a video about 1972? Co-parenting. Yeah, video was old as shit. So Now, me and the mother of my children, we're in the room, we're cracking jokes. So the people, the fucking state workers are sitting up front, they're kind of looking at us like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Uh-huh. So they was like boyfriends, girlfriends, mothers, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews. If you're not a parent of the child in question, you cannot come in this room. So everybody has to sit outside. We watch this video. They call you up case to case. Do you have an agreement? No, we don't. Would you like to go outside and make an agreement? No, you don't. They'll stop and they'll be like, listen, we're letting y'all know right now. Y'all go to the next floor up. Whatever y'all have to say, there's no say-so. Whatever the judge order, the judge orders. And that's it. You can appeal, but I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Probably it's not going to go through. So we already had an agreement. When we separated, we had this agreement. And it worked perfectly. So we're sitting there joking, la da da da. So the lady calls us up and goes, why are you two here? And I go, well, what do you mean? She was like, y'all sitting there laughing and joking and shit. Like, fuck are y'all doing here? We just want to get the agreement put in writing.
Right.
She was just like.
So they expected y'all to be mad at each other and shout and shit.
Like, yo, bro.
We can't be cool and go through this?
My nigga.
That must be a rare thing.
People was going out in that hallway. You bitch, shit, you not going to have that girl, that dirty bitch around my kids.
Holy
no,
shit.
You can get your kids at the park and we meet at Burger King for 3 hours. And no, bitch.
What? Oh, 3 hours? Seconds transition the voices out.
Yeah. I got to talk to my kids over a double whopper with cheese.
So they come back in the room like, we can't come up to an agreement. They be like, all right, bet. Y'all go see the judge. The judge is going to look at the cases. Where do you stay? Where do you stay? How much do you make? How much do you make? Just that and the third. Just that and the third. 8 times out of 10, mother's awarded custody.
But why do people, if people don't want to be with the person, why do they put so much emphasis on the person that they're going to be with next if there's no harm or kind of ill will being done towards the kids? Why is that such a big thing?
Pride and ego, and niggas is worried about what other motherfuckers is going to think. Oh, she got that nigga around your
pride and ego for a man, emotions for a woman.
Exactly.
Because I always think, man, people love putting the kids in the middle of a divorce. But guess what? The kids.
They suffer.
The kids. But they'd be better off if the adults actually act like adults.
Right.
Act fucking like adults. Like, bro, you get 2 birthdays.
Yeah.
You get 2 Christmases.
We get Thanksgiving.
2 Thanksgivings.
Oh,
2 Easters.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's almost like.
The summertime is 3 months. They're not in school.
Yeah.
You know?
We both.
It's a lot of time to be split between kids.
Double clothes shopping. Like, yo, bro.
I'm just saying they'd be better off if the adults just like. Act of course, like they're going to feel it. But they'd be better off if the adults just act like adults and just kept them out of it.
Yeah, because when you go high. When you go through those emotions, when a woman is being overly emotional and a man is being too prideful and too egotistical, then that, like you said, it pours right over to the kids. Now your kids is watching your mom and dad argue about some shit. They have no idea what's going on.
They're watching mom cry.
They're watching dad do some dumb shit.
Dad is just, you
know what I'm saying?
Dad act like he don't
he's
care.
He's acting out. Man is mostly, he's going to act out and do something he shouldn't be fucking doing.
And you're only fucking the kids up. Like, yeah. That's why I never really jumped into. That's why I never really jumped into another relationship, because like my daughters has only met one other
woman, lady.
All right, think about that number. One, two, three.
Okay. Think about it. They've actually seen me with or spent time with me. With one other female.
Okay. Okay.
But other than that, they'll see me out at, I'll be out at the mall. Or we be somewhere. Some OJ had a high twins, da da da. They be like, ooh, daddy, who that? She cute.
Oh.
Or they'll see me on my phone, like, who's that?
Hey, man, let me tell you,
Who that?
Big J, he do some of the dopest dad shit with his daughters, man. You can catch him on his Instagram. Him and his daughters be baking cookies. They be doing paintings.
It's my babies.
You know what I mean? They be doing a whole bunch of cool shit, man. I be looking like, damn, man, this nigga make looking at dad so awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's
shout out to Big J for being. Brothers, high five for Big J being a dope dad.
Don't leave
man.
Me hanging this time. Yeah. There you go.
Man, listen.
That's what's up.
I like to see fathers active with their kids. I like to see, I mean, especially doing stuff, not just taking pictures for the gram. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like every chance the girls are always with me. And like the one female that they did see me with, I was cracking the fuck up when they did this. She was walking to the car and they was like, ooh, daddy, she cute. I like her. I'm just like, come on, y'all wilding right now. Like, what do you mean?
Now let them not give the approval to the lady that you actually choose. Then that's gonna be crazy, right?
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, they tell me all the time. They're like, "Daddy, you need a girlfriend."
Oh,
I need a girlfriend.
Now, is DJing and your busy schedule and your brand playing affecting that too?
Yes, it does. Some females, like we all know. We all know, so let's get into it. My fault. Trying to date and things of that nature. Not going to lie. After my separation, before my divorce, I had one.
Okay.
After your separation, your divorce, you had what?
I had one. I had one. I had my next up. I had my rookie of the year.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck
you
talking
about. You was back in the game.
I was back in the game.
Okay. All right. I was lost train. As shit.
Sitting right next to Jake's with a package of cane. But I had one, but I let her get away because I was still emotionally fucked up.
Right.
And so me, I'm thinking, all right, shit, I'm single now, separated. I'm what? Call me Dick'em Down Jones. I'm what? Gambling. Gambling.
Oh, shit.
Gambling. Rolling the dice?
Lord,
did you crap out?
What the hell? No.
Okay. All right. She said, "Want to be sure?
No.
Don't crap out."
I kept my Colombian ring suit on me at all times.
But it's good that you did, because you had to get to know yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I was reckless. Like okay. I'm.
But you know what? At the same time, like you just said, like jumping from one situation to one situation, that ain't necessarily the way to go either. So you probably was in a mind frame of, "Yo, I just got out of a marriage.
I really ain't trying
to get back into that mold right exactly right now like that."
Trying to what? Destroy something. What? Like I said, call me Dick'em Down Jones.
DJ.
Just reckless.
I'm like, not going to call you
reckless.
That. But
yeah, y'all not going to call me that. Yeah, but nah, I was reckless. But then at the end of the day, like, that one I let get away, like, it's like, I never really understood the damage that I did until, yeah, I mean,
it was over.
She told me, like, she was like, "Yo, you fucked me up." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "Yo, you fucked me up. Like you really fucked me up."
Isn't it crazy that you really don't know?
I don't know until she said this.
She said it, and then you went and looked yourself in the mirror like, damn, I did.
I'm a piece of shit.
Some bullshit, right?
Yeah. And as a man, like you're not an ignorant man, but as a man who actually who's conscious, it gets to you. It's like, damn,
yeah,
I didn't want to do that.
Once you get awakened, once you get awakened to the thought of your own bullshit, it really makes you analyze yourself.
Indeed. So that's what made me want to look more into it. It's just like, yo, you have to own your emotions. You have to know what you want now. Now it's just like, all right, I can't want to date you because you got a fat ass, you got a nice frame, you look good. Like you can be batshit crazy with the dopest body ever. You feel
or the
me? Like,
weakest personality. Or you can just
exactly.
be dumb as shit.
Dumb
dork. You don't laugh at none of my jokes.
None of them.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, speaking of which, yo, ladies, y'all got to laugh at y'all man jokes. I don't care if it is corny.
Give it to him.
Just let him have it.
Be his biggest
fan. Because we do that shit to y'all all the time.
Word.
Everything you say ain't entertaining. Everything you saying ain't what we want to hear. But it's the conversation that you want to make. So we have to entertain your conversation. Entertain our jokes. Don't give a damn if it's whack or not.
Indeed.
Entertain that man.
So and that's what you run into because now you know what you're looking for. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what you're looking for. Like, do you respect me as a man, my children, my time? Like, I'm going back to school. I'm a DJ. I have my kids. And one statement I love saying, and people like, women want men with their priorities straight until they find out which order they are on that priority list.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gems. Brothers, high five for that big ass gem. That was a dope one.
Like, yo,
repeat that one.
Women want a man with their priorities straight until they find out where they fall on that priority list.
God.
Don't you feel like women do compete with your hobbies or your priorities?
It's always.
Like, I'm doing some good here.
But I just want time. You got to understand.
And I don't love you any less.
Limited.
I don't love you any less. I'm going to get to you. But let me take care of this first so that when I get to you, I don't have to leave you in a rush.
Oh. But,
Facebook Live just failed.
And then another thing that really that I noticed was
I hate this thing.
Women are quick to say I don't judge or I don't care about no other female, but once they see you with the female that they disapprove of, why you talk to her? That bitch ugly.
What do they disapprove of them all?
Like, what do you mean? I'm like, you be talking to these ugly girls.
Well,
like, well, they're not ugly to me. They ugly to you.
Because as a man, it's our job to make them feel wanted.
I'm sorry, Facebook Live. My grip on my joint ain't really that good, so it fell. But we back. Don't worry about nothing.
As a woman, they just want to feel wanted in every situation. So when you with your female friends, they want you to acknowledge them and let them know who they are every time, even though you introduce them
a million times.
That's just basically what it is. It's just a mental thing for them, man. It's a competition thing because that ugly girl might try to have a come up on her.
Indeed, and it's not even always about like ladies.
To us, it's not.
It's not always about the looks. Like, yo, your personality can take you from a 6 to an 11.
Yeah. And your personality can also take you from a 10 to a 4.
Just basically.
Gems. Gems.
My fucking Sonic button.
That's just dope. I like that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? So it's like, yo, it's not that. And it's just like, yo, she might not be the best looking female or has the best body. She might got a pudge or, you know what I mean? She might got one leg. But, you know what I mean? She's still dope to
one
me.
One leg?
Nah.
He took it a little far with the one leg thing, but I get you.
I'm not agreeing to that.
But nah, it's crazy. Like, your personality, like you said, listen, I hope you get a personality by the age of 30 because that fat ass is not going to take you much further.
Are we maturing later on in life, though? Like,
no.
It all depends. I think that goes into the upbringing, the kind of person and the kind of way you were raised. Like,
I think so too.
I think everybody hits their strides when they're supposed to hit their strides. Some people hit them earlier based off what they were taught earlier.
Time and experience is going to make that ass mature.
Yeah,
time
okay.
and experience is going to make you grow up. Whether you know what I mean, you 30 and finally getting into that first relationship, like, you're going to be fucked up at 40.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be emotionally, like, you might off yourself.
So, so now you're 40, right? And you're already feeling like you can't recover from this loss if y'all break up. So now you're going through these emotions that you should have went through at 25, and you don't know how to fucking handle it because
Indeed.
You waited until 30, 31 to experience your first love trial.
Indeed.
But you can always use that I'm just 20-something as an excuse as to why something didn't work. I just look at the 30 age as, like, the medium. And
right.
In your 20s, travel the world, have fun, break all the hearts you can break. By the time you
what?
Get, it's
don't
like
say that.
I don't want to put a time stamp on it.
I'm talking about
it.
Women and men.
I don't want to put a time stamp on it because you have people that have been in relationships since they've been in a ninth grade. Ninth fucking grade.
True. We had this conversation last week.
So. Ninth grade. Still together. Miserable as fuck. Cheating on each other since they graduated.
Well, because they know that you got to keep the family together. A lot of people.
For what? You're doing more damage by forcing the family than you are just fucking get out of the situation. Like, I've heard females say, well, I want to leave them, but I don't want to be single. Bitch.
Well, I haven't heard nothing that simple. Like, I've heard them say, like, that don't, like, wow. Like,
that nigga done dropped you on top of your head three times last week, but you don't want to be, you don't want to be single? Don't nobody want no 32-year-old, I got one child. Bitch.
But you know what?
You're doing good being 32 with one child. I know 28-year-old.
I think that's people putting more emphasis. Wow. I think that's people putting more emphasis on what other people think as opposed to just worried about themselves or living their life. If you live your life and you just take care of the shit that you're supposed to care of, whether you're 32 and single with one kid or you're 48 and single with no kids, like, somebody's gonna look at you and go, damn. She got her shit together. Let me slide up on this and see what she's talking about. That, and then in turn, if you really bout it and y'all linked to that level, she's gonna in turn make you step your shit up.
That's another thing. Worrying about what the fuck other people have to say.
Right.
That's where we go wrong in all of our relationships. You get what I'm saying? Like, I already get flack because I'm a DJ. You're a hoe. Off
damn,
the rip.
Straight like that.
Big J, you're a hoe.
You don't stop her from approaching, though.
You comment on every girl page. Bitch, I'm being social. Bitch.
So, AKA social media.
does that stop when you get in a relationship, or she has to understand that?
Nah, it does stop. I'll always respect who I'm with, but I'm single. Okay. I'm ready. I will leave heart eye emojis on everybody on your friends list Instagram just to be spiteful. Bitch.
Okay, so
let's count how many times he dropped that bomb right there, man. Shout out, brothers, high five. I don't even know why. Just fucking take it, dog.
Yo, cousin, yo, it's annoying, bro. It's annoying because it's just like, yo, I'm a DJ. Yes, a DJ. Yes, I have my name on boy shorts out there for the ladies. Yes, ooh. I do. And they glow in the dark, I think.
Damn, merchandise.
Yes, I merchandise myself. Okay, now when I'm DJing, I don't like a lot of people in the booth anyway. I'm mixing. I'm doing what I'm doing.
You focus.
I'm focused. I'm not worried about this girl, this, that, and the third. Shit, come to the club with me. Be my the girl. Come, hey, she's over there. Better stop playing. But tell her your quest. You get
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Like, leave me the fuck alone. So it's not, is I'm not that type of DJ. I'm not that whore DJ that people, like, that these new niggas out there, they only want to DJ for the fame and the girls.
Yeah.
I did that already. I did it already.
Yo, you used to have Brewster's lit, bro.
Brewster's.
City Streets every Thursday. That's
Brewster's,
new one.
Brewster's used to be lit when Big J used to DJ in there, man. Yeah,
no.
That spot used to be on everything. Yeah, that was a good one.
But yeah, so it hurts, but it sometimes I look at it. I tell girls, like, yo, you know I'm a DJ. Trust me, I know you've been hurt in the past. I'm tired of hearing that fucking story. Stop bringing your past into the fucking present.
That's how
it'll
you tell
fuck
them.
Up your future. You get what I'm saying?
Fuck up your future.
Like, yo, I know he's cheated on you before. That was your fault for staying, dumbass. yes, I hold so many people accountable for their actions now. Shit's not even funny.
I mean, you're supposed to.
You stay in a relationship, you get cheated on, you deserve it. You deserve it. He done bopped you upside your head 6 times. You deserve the 7th through the 10th time.
Women put the
also it. I think if you're gonna stay in a situation like that, there has to be a visible effort for that individual to make that turnaround.
I don't condone it.
I don't
cheating.
I don't condone it at all. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. I implicated myself way too many times. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if you're actually making that strides and showing that person that you're really trying to get over this hump, that you're really trying to do what it takes to improve this situation, I wouldn't necessarily classify that woman as being dumb. Love is a motherfucker, man.
It is.
That's real shit.
Love, so what about the guy who treats his girl like crap, and the second she leaves, he's chasing her down crying, baby, please take me.
Well, I think that nigga just had an emotional wake up.
Like, that just what happens?
Comfort.
Like, why are men like that? Like, because
we're fucking stupid.
Because we tell women,
yeah, basically.
We tell women, if you're not happy, just leave him. But we know what he's going to do after she decides to leave.
I don't say anything. I don't tell people that, man. I tell people to roll with what they feel.
We're fucking stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's comfort.
I tell people to roll what they feel, because every situation ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, it might, the end result might end up being cheating, but you don't know what happened prior or the steps that led to that moment. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily just everything was great and peachy and he just went and did what the fuck he wanted to do. Certain situations have a special set of circumstances attached to them.
You know,
so I can't apply the same rule to every situation because every situation ain't the same.
You know what ends up happening? We get comfortable, and as male and female. You get in this relationship, and it's cliche, but you don't continue to do what you did to get that person anymore.
Yeah.
So now it becomes boring. So now when people cheat, whether it's male and female or female, it's a vacation. That's how I explain it. It's a vacation. It just might be one of those frequent vacation spots, but it's a vacation. So it's just like Jay-Z said, I was just fucking those girls, I was gonna get right back.
Yeah.
It's comfort. You have my heart. And women don't understand that shit. They don't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Logic versus emotions.
Mm. When Ooh, men my favorite cheat, war.
When men cheat, majority of the time it's logical. It's not intentionally to hurt you.
Or convenience.
You. Or yeah, it's logical convenience. It's not intentionally to hurt you. It's just that we wanted our hands in a different cookie jar. Mm. Women cheat emotionally.
Revenge.
Cheating, and it's not even revenge. Cheating starts with the conversation.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like it's yeah. another gym alert.
Drop it. Drop it. Let me hear it.
It all starts from the conversations, the 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All you have to do is put yourself in that friend zone, and eventually you will get out. Friend zone is not like being prison. Mm, yeah. You can escape the friend zone.
Yeah.
You can escape.
You can.
Gems.
Because any day of the week, we can have an argument, and boom, there it is.
Listen, I've been many work husband.
You've been many That's, work husband?
Bruh, that shit, that is real.
The work husband.
Nigga, that is real. Nigga, call centers? The devil.
That's why now my girl made me take jobs where only dudes work there.
Bruh,
only dudes work there. So I can only work with men.
You're spending 8 to 10 hours, 5 days a week, and it's Saturdays if you're doing overtime.
With women.
With women. With men. You're going to develop that work
relationship.
That work relationship.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's my work boo. That's Big J. That's my work boo.
Yeah.
I bought him dinner. I've went to work when I was working at Comcast. I'm coughing. Somebody go make me tea. Somebody bring me halls.
Isn't that sweet?
You get what I'm saying? It's just like, damn. Vice versa. I'll do the same thing. I was at Comcast and a trainer came up to me. He was just like, listen, black dude. He was like, I don't know what you're doing to these girls, but somebody just took your phone. I'm like, what you mean? Because I had the sidekick and it was on a ledge.
Yeah.
They was like, they about to fight in my room because somebody took your phone and two girls are going back and forth. I'm like, my phone is whole shit.
Wait, so, finish this one. I
got
to hit it.
So I went and got my phone, but it was just like, one of the girls was just like, oh, he's in a relationship. That's wrong. You're a cheater. You always flirting with these girls. I wanted to take your phone and get proof. Bitch.
Wait a minute.
What?
Yes. That was her explanation. I wanted to take your phone and get proof.
So basically, it was a coworker who wasn't getting no DJ Big J love that wanted it. They just wanted to sabotage every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Basically. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All because I was a work husband to the wrong work wife.
Not her, basically.
Not her.
Not her. Wow.
Yo. Like, she literally took my phone and was like, I'm going to go through it. I want to get proof that you fucking such and such so I could...
So what was she going to do with the proof?
What was it? Was she going to blackmail you to give the sex to her? Like, what was her motive?
I think Facebook and Twitter, so she would probably found...
She wanted followers. Jesus Christ.
But at the end of the day, but back to what I was saying, logically, it's the conversation. It's being that
right.
Vacation, that shoulder to cry on, that hug, which I get the dopest hugs, I've been told.
He is plugging himself.
What?
Yes. He is
Rent-A-Bear services starting soon. Rent-A-Time is coming
up. That's a dope
business, man. Rent-A-Time is coming up.
Hey, you ever see that meme floating around social media that say, rent-a-side, nigga?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
that's what that was just now.
Yes,
just plug
sir.
Yourself.
Just plug myself. But nah, and that's what it is. It's logic versus emotion. So men, we logically cheat. without being aware of our emotional side. But then when our emotional side comes and smacks us in our fucking head, then it's like, damn, I fucked up.
And you run back.
Now you Tyrese.
What song is it?
Shame
on me.
Shame.
You know, I played that song many times.
My nigga, I've cried like 3 times with that song.
Never heard of it.
Shame. What?
I'll check it out
what
today.
What the fuck?
Give me a brother's high five, Big J. Nah, he got good. Nah, you don't get one. Nah, get the fuck out
of here. Yo, son.
Yo, that song is the shit.
I don't know why we do the shit, but that's what happens. Like you said, we cheat, get left, and it's like, I'm running back.
Yeah.
I'm running back.
Continuous cycle, man. It's like a whole circle.
Hey, man, you definitely get left with a wet pillow, man. You definitely leave the pillow wet.
So, are you ready for a relationship?
Am I ready now?
What would it take for you to get married again?
I would definitely get married again.
Okay.
It's just I don't want any more kids. And that's one of the
So basically, you think you're going to have to end up with a woman who has all kids already? And kind
kids
of
that don't want
frame?
Kids.
Right.
Or, just, right, or yeah. Happy with a shizitsu.
That's what the fuck you going to get.
Bitch, you get like 8 of those.
So you know. So you know you'll marry again even though you're not in a relationship? Like... Right.
I want to make sure I can provide what I'm demanding.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not demanding much. I'm not telling you you have to have your own house or you have to have, you have to have this, you have to have that. But I need you to be prepared to go down that road of building an empire. Now, you get what I'm saying? Like, of course, like my goal is now I don't want to DJ anymore.
Oh, okay.
I want to make the music.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I want to produce.
What?
I want to produce. That's what I'm in school for.
Okay,
I'm in school for music production. I want to be that DJ Khaled. That's what I want to be.
Okay.
But then also, I want to be in real estate. I want to own companies. I want
to
do this.
You're just trying to expand your brain. And you have to be able to realize that it's not just like when we tie this knot and we do this thing, you have to understand at what my ambition and my goals are.
You're not about to be a Kardashian.
Nah.
You either gonna have your own empire that you're working on,
or you gonna help me work on mine.
You gonna help me work on mine and be prepared to do it. But at the end of the day, you have to respect and know what I want, as well as me respecting and knowing what you want, so we could compromise.
True.
I don't want any more kids, but I haven't gotten a snip. I haven't got a snip yet.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? I'm coming to that age where I could walk in, Doc, hit me.
You think that, do people consider that selfish if you do that prior to enter a relationship?
It's not selfish. As long as you tell that person.
You got to tell them, yeah.
As long as you
because
tell
people
that
can change, too. You know what I'm saying? Because then you can get married to somebody, and then 3 years down the road, she'll go, you know what? I'm starting to feel different. I want kids.
I
want to
shoot up the club. I want another little DJ Big J running around. I just might get twins.
You can get it reversed, right?
Oh, you can? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know shit about that stuff.
What does happen, though, if she agrees, okay, no children, and then she wakes up one day and says, I want some?
That's her fault.
But after y'all are married.
That's her fault. You came into this situation knowing what it was.
Right.
Now,
right.
Then it becomes another compromising situation. All right, well, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to have another child? Yes.
Let's start off with this shizitsu. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how we take care of this first. You know what I'm saying? If it's too much, because dog veterinarians is a lot of money. Let's see how this goes. And then, you know, if you're still happy or you're not happy with the dog, then maybe we could talk about some other shit.
People don't flex their options. Like, people just think, I have to take this. No, you don't. Mm. You don't have to take shit.
Hey, did you count how many gems he dropped today? I lost count.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I lost count of the gym number, man.
And I agree with him. You still have a choice in marriage.
You still have a choice no matter what. You're not going to agree on everything. No person, first of all, I don't think you should be in a relationship with somebody that you're exactly alike. But at the end of the day, you flex your options. Come to an agreement. Compromise. You don't want shit to go boring, but you also, you don't want to be the boring person, but you constantly in a relationship with a club head.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Right,
or something that's always going out. Compromise. Come to that compromisation that, okay, you will go out. I'll go out with you.
Right.
You like this. Let's go to lounges. Let's go to this. Let's go to jazz festivals. Let's go to New Orleans for this.
Basically,
let's
what you're saying is it can't be one-sided.
It can't just be one-sided. Flex your options. Yeah. Like, niggas is in situations where it's just like, okay.
But that is a tough option. I want children now, and you really don't want any. Like, that's a hard compromise. But she is wrong because she might have agreed to it, hesitant, but she agreed to it, and then she changed.
I think it's all about the approach and how she brings it to the table. You know what I'm saying? Because she can either do one or two things. She can go, well, I want kids now, and you got to give them to me. Or she can go, babe, I've been thinking, and I'm feeling differently about our initial agreement about us not having any kids.
Say what you mean what you say.
You know what I'm saying?
But then that also comes from no one talks anymore. No one dates. And you find this shit out in the dating process.
Right.
Like, you in her DM Monday, y'all in a committed relationship Sunday. It's just like, bruh, like, nigga, did what's her favorite color?
What's her birthday?
Exactly. What's her favorite? What is she allergic to? What don't she eat?
But just keep in mind, women get baby fever. It's a random thing.
Oh, yeah, it is. But that's why I haven't taken that option.
Shit, I'm going to keep it 100. I've recently found myself catching baby fever, especially after, you know what I'm saying, my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I look at a dad and shit with a stroller. I'd be like, damn, man, like, what the fuck? I'm about to take his stroller.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you just got to go down the road again. Compromise with your shorty. So, you know what?
After
shoot up the club.
After further discussion, I think the best title would be Life After Divorce.
Life After Divorce.
So that's what we'll call this episode, Life After Divorce.
Episode 10, Life After Divorce.
Episode 10, Life After Divorce. DJ Big J just got his divorce. You said May, March?
March 21st.
March 21st, 2016. He going to remember that date forever.
And let me say this to say this. I was not bashing my ex. I have no problem with her and her current relationship because I know y'all about to go. And tell that.
Subscribe to iTunes, though.
You subscribe to us on iTunes. Check it out. I ain't mean to cut these fellas off, but I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. We have no beef. Our relationship is super dope.
She's in Florida right now with the cut me off.
Hold on. What happened?
Yammy. Oh, yeah. So she took the girls to Florida and all of that. So,
oh, man. We good.
So, nah, I mean, but subscribe. Podcast Brothers.
Yo, subscribe to the Podcast Brothers, man. Big J, thank you for coming through. Plug in anywhere else, man. People can find you and book you for shows, man.
You can find me on Instagram, DJ Big J with the E, not a Y. Every Thursday, I'm at City Streets in Hightstown, doing what I do like I'm doing it for television. I am single. I'm a Libra. I like to take a long walk. Nah. Make sure y'all subscribe to us, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming through, man. It was great. It was great.
It was a pleasure being here.
Now, the last 2 weeks I haven't had a dig a hole, but damn it, today I got one. Dig a hole and bury yourself. Now, as we all know, black people have been crushing this year's Olympics in Rio.
Yes.
Crushing, winning damn near everything. I'm not sure of the event. I think it was the event that Simone won. And one of the other competitors in the Olympics, Italian girl, young Italian girl, after she lost, she was quoted as saying, maybe next time we'll paint our skin black so that we can win.
What?
She said that shit. I didn't know nothing about that.
She was an Italian girl. She said, maybe next time we'll paint our skin black so we can win something. Now, let me tell to this young lady, I can't pronounce your name. Don't really care what your name is.
Bitch.
Don't really care what your name is. But you have no idea the kind of BS we go through in our own country. So, when this young woman wins this Olympic gold medal for an event that she worked her ass off to win, and you make a statement like that, look, first of all, let me say, you don't have...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.